Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 141 for Friday, November 13th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Friday morning, taking some direction from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola is down $1 to $2. The January contract down $1.70 at $471.40 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down overnight, and that contributed to the bearish tone in the oilseed markets in general. Recent activity has also shifted the technical bias to the downside for canola, although the futures were still holding above nearby support in early trade. The Canadian dollar is also weaker this morning, and that helped limit the losses in canola. Ideas that recent price weakness would bring in some more offshore demand provided underlying support as well, with talk that China may be in the market for more canola at current values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all down. Soybeans down 4 to 7 cents, the January contract down 7 at $8.56 per bushel. Reports of improving weather conditions in South America accounted for some of the early weakness in beans, with the big, recently harvested U.S. crops also overhanging the market. However, weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at over 1.3 million tons. That beat trade expectations and helped limit the declines. The situation was similar in corn, with better-than-expected weekly export sales, not enough to counter the general bearishness of big U.S. crops. Corn was down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.59 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar and losses in wheat also weighed on corn this morning, although prices did remain range-bound overall. Wheat is down 4 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.93 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports came in at 226,000 tons. That was right in line with trade guesses, but the pace is still relatively lackluster, and the fact that U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally kept some pressure on the futures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.